Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 3. And the winner is...
And the winner is Claire Barker of the Sparrowhawk Family Centre.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, please, you're too generous. Oh, enough. Oh, come on now, please, off the tables. Oh, stop. No, stop, stop, please. I don't know about you, but I've got work in the morning. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am genuinely overwhelmed.
We love you, Claire.
Oh, you know, I love you, my friends, colleagues, and fellow professionals. If I could smash this Social Worker of the Year award into thousands of pieces and share it with each and every one of you, I would gladly do so, but I literally can't. However, I can tell you exactly what I am feeling at this moment. It may seem crazy. It may seem strange if I try to explain how it feels.
Claire, how long are you going to stand there washing that plate?
What?
You'll squeegee the pattern off at this rate. You know, I think it works better when I wash and you dry. Let's leave the rest or we'll be late.
Late for what?
The theatre.
Can't we just stay in?
No. The couple counsellor said that for our relationship to survive, we have to put some effort into it.
But we're always going out together.
Yeah, to see the couple counsellor. Come on, I bought the tickets.
The tickets. And the tickets are, like, more important than me crashing and burning through emotional, physical and mental exhaustion.
Every day I give of myself.
Every day I give of myself 100%. Only to come home and find you making further demands.
All right, forget it.
We can do something tomorrow night.
The play isn't on tomorrow night.
Oh, tragedy. Yeah, well, how about we do something else? Like, you know, go and see a film?
Well, there is the Olivier retrospective at the Art Cinema.
Jamie?
Lawrence Olivier. Well?
All right, let's go and see a crappy old film in a cinema that smells of carrot cake.
You won't regret it, Claire. There's a late night showing of Battle of Britain, and we can go to the pub quiz first.
Great.
It still leaves me with 2 tickets to the theatre tonight.
Well, ask somebody else. Ask Simon.
Oh, come on, Simon. The play wasn't that bad.
It was awful, Brian. I can't believe I let you talk me into that.
Well, you didn't take a lot of persuading once you heard there was on-stage nudity.
There wasn't nudity. That was a bloke with his clothes off.
But didn't you find the themes thought-provoking?
Quick, Brian, back!
What?
Back round the corner!
What's going on?
Kids, smashing someone's car up.
That makes me so angry. What have happened to respect?
There's no excuse for that behaviour.
And nobody ever does anything. They just walk the other way and pretend it never happened.
Unbelievable.
Because we all, as responsible citizens, have a shared obligation to intervene when we witness vandalism like that.
Yes, but...
No, but, Simon. Your behaviour has to be challenged.
I'm agreeing with you, Brian. The noise has stopped. Oh, they've gone.
Really? Well, they should consider themselves lucky they weren't on the end of a tongue-lashing.
Hang on. They're coming back.
I mean, society can only function when the individuals that make up said society are prepared to protect it. Yes. I think it was Voltaire who once said every man... Hi. Sorry I'm so late. Walked home the long way.
About time too, Brian. I've been up half the night waiting for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where have you been? I tried to ring you and everything.
Well, I turned my phone off in the theatre and forgot to switch it on again. But I'm back now. That's the most important thing.
Well, thank God. Because I can't get the DVD to play back. Bloody big night on Celebrity Big Brother, and if I miss it, I'll be out of the loop at work tomorrow morning.
Well, go to Navigator on the DVD button and say, press enter.
Yeah. So why did you walk the long way round?
Oh, Simon got the wind up because of some kids on a street corner and I couldn't let him go home on his own. Who am I kidding? I was every bit as scared as he was. Claire, do you think I'm a coward?
You see, that is quite a difficult question to answer, because on the one hand, you are a victim of a society that places intolerable pressure on males to be macho, but on the other hand, whenever you see a spider, you scream and jump about on the furniture like a kind of cartoon housewife.
Yeah, but... Well, from now on, I'm going to make a concerted effort to confront my fears.
OK. Well, that's, you know, good for you.
Thanks.
Brian, there actually is a spider on your arm.
Oh, grow up, Claire.
No, there is.
Christ, get off me! Kill it! Ah!
Good work today, Megan.
Thank you, Claire.
You have come a long way from that insecure, self-pitying student who used to lock herself in the cupboard, sob her little heart out and, you know, complain that I never took any interest in her.
That wasn't me.
No? Who was that, then? Helen? What was the name of the student that used to lock herself in the cupboard and cry?
Which one? In several.
Claire, I was wondering if you could babysit for me tonight. It's just I've sort of got a date with this chap. Well, it's not really a date, but I was standing behind him at the bus stop and he let slip where he was going to be tonight at 8 o'clock. So I thought that I might...
Sorry, Megan, the thing is I'm going with Brian to see a film starring Laurence Olivier.
The chap off Changing Rooms?
Unfortunately, no.
Miss Megan?
Mr. Pocket, I thought you'd moved away.
Tomorrow, Manchester, new start. But I couldn't leave without popping in one last time and saying goodbye. Here's a little gift, Miss Megan, from my heart, and the next time I hear some gobby twit mouthing off against social workers, I'll tell them there's not much wrong with a profession that can attract smart, intelligent, caring individuals like you.
Goodbye, Mr. Pocket. I shall treasure the pot plant.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye. You're not entitled to that pot plant, Megan.
Why not?
A, a social worker cannot accept gifts. And B, he was my flaming client.
To me, I'm in space. Oh, for pity's sake, Simon.
Sorry, Charlie.
Look, you're a geography teacher and I shouldn't have to draw you a map.
Very funny, Charlie. Nice one.
Look, for the last time, you give me the ball and I will score. That's how it works.
Goal kick.
Yeah, thank you, Einstein. We know it's a goal kick.
Well, yeah, right. Right, carry on.
What are you doing, ref?
Blowing my whistle.
You've already blown your whistle.
Yeah, right, I just thought...
Just stop blowing your flaming whistle. You're not at gay pride now.
Hey, Charlie, cut me a bit of slack here. The staff v students football match is meant to be a bit of end-of-term fun. Don't take it so seriously.
Don't you tell me what to do, Harris.
OK, everyone, goal kick, carry on. Sorry.
Simon, spare ball! To me, 1-2, 1-2, I'm in there! I'm in space! Yeah. Goal! Yes!
Oh, offside!
You what?
Did you not think it was offside then?
No, I did not, you four-eyed prat!
That's offside!
Right, that's dissent, Penny. Red card.
Oh, sir!
And a detention.
I take your point, Ray. Quite apart from the questions of diet and hygiene, the problem of overcrowding needs to be addressed immediately, which is why I support the policy of voting out the housemates two at a time. So, if there's no other business, I'll call this team meeting to a close.
I think that's it.
No, I don't have any more
business. Oh, hold on. There's one more thing. I've just remembered. It's a complete waste of time, but I got an email today, and apparently there's to be an inaugural National Social Worker of the Year Award. The organisers are asking for nominations, so I thought I'd better let you know.
Honestly, as if we haven't got enough to do.
It's a ridiculous idea. Social workers aren't in competition. It's absurd.
If you ask me, the world's gone awards mad.
I couldn't agree more. So when do the nominations have to be in?
End of the week. The team has to nominate a member.
What a load of cobblers.
So that's that then. Team meeting over.
One moment. Whilst I agree with everything that the team has said, I'm just wondering if maybe such an award might not raise the profile of the profession, you know, and increase public awareness.
It's mutual backslapping.
Yes, it is, and I absolutely hate mutual backslapping as much as the next person, but I mean, if we, you know, thought of it as just a bit of fun, would it really kill our social workers to appear a little bit less stuffy?
You know, I think Claire has a point. I nominate Megan.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh, well, who am I to argue?
No, hold on. Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, Megan, but don't you think we should give a little bit more consideration to our decision?
What's wrong with Megan? The clients love her.
I got another present this morning.
Yeah. All right, Megan.
It wasn't even my client.
No, the point is...
It was
not a
Claire's.
Yes, okay. It's not about wrong, Irene. I just feel that the team should be represented by a more senior member.
Who gives a monkeys?
Well, not me, obviously. But I mean, if we are going to do this stupid waste of time nonsense, we should maybe do it properly.
You know, I suppose there is some logic in what Claire's saying.
Thank you, Ray.
I vote Irene.
Irene!
Hang on. Well, there's no hurry, is there? Irene said that we've got till tomorrow to decide. So, I think we should sleep on it.
Oh, whatever. Truth be told, I've got stuff happening in my personal life that is of more concern to me than some idiotic award contest. Stanley and I have separated.
Oh, is anyone else involved?
Another woman.
I knew it, the dirty bastard! Why can't they keep it in their trousers?
With me. I'm not going too fast for you, am I?
Lesbians.
Yes, thank you, Helen, I had worked that out.
Do we know her?
It's Colette, from Human Resources.
The young girl upstairs with the short brown hair wears the leggings.
That's right.
I just don't understand.
You see, human sexuality is a very complex thing.
It's not that, it's leggings. How can anybody wear them?
The point is that I am the same Irene that I've always been. Nothing's changed. Just because I'm living with a same-sex partner doesn't mean that I have somehow transformed into some stereotype of a lesbian. If you'll excuse me. I'm off to play golf.
Can I borrow your shampoo, Brian?
There you go.
Shampoo and conditioner in one.
But it gives my hair that extra bounce.
Oh, come on, Brian. Snap out of it. Charlie Charleston is a bully. He's a PE teacher. It comes with a job description.
Oh, I didn't stand up to him.
There's nothing to be ashamed of backing down to a bully.
Thank you, Neville Chamberlain.
I mean... It's not as if you don't get enough practice at home.
Oh, and what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Out of order.
That is it. I've had enough. No more. From now on, I confront my fears and to hell with the consequences.
Good for you, mate. Well, mustache. I promised Charleston I'd clean his boots.
Hey, we'll take a look at that.
Charlie. So there's something amusing you, Charlie.
Hey, shower's a bit cold, are they, Brian? Look at you.
All right, Charlie, leave it.
Or were you at the back of the queue when God gave out the...
That'll do!
Yeah. Oh, come on, Brian, come on. It's only a bit of banter. Besides, look on the bright side. It offers less of a target.
No flicking towels! No flicking towels! I'll tell the headmaster!
Blimey, bullseye!
Megan, have you got a moment? Megan, what are you doing?
Look, Claire, in here. Look at those guys in the meeting room.
What about them?
I think it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm going to have to tell them. Excuse the interruption, guys. I just wanted to stick my head around the door and say well done for really getting into the spirit of Red Nose Day. Carry on.
Megan, we're nowhere near Red Nose Day.
I know. That was the alcohol dependency group, wasn't it?
Don't worry about it. Everybody makes mistakes, Megan, especially when they've been working as hard as you have. You know what? You deserve a break. I was meant to be going out with Brian tonight, but what the hell? Brian will understand. I will babysit for you tonight.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. Thank you, Claire.
Yeah, you just go and enjoy yourself, you know, and you tell us all about what a fun time you had tomorrow, you know, at work, just before the nomination. Yeah. You had any thoughts?
A thought is occurring to me as we speak.
Is it a thought that may be to the advantage of a colleague and friend close to you?
Indeed, it might be such a thought that a colleague or friend close to me may find to their advantage, if that be the advantage they seek.
I think we both know both know which advantage.
I think I know of which advantage. Sorry, I've lost this.
Are you going to vote for me tomorrow?
Oh, is that what we were on about? Okay, sure.
Hey, hi. Hi there. Hi, Ray.
Oh, hi, Claire. What's this?
This is takeaway gourmet coffee from that fancy little Italian coffee shop that you once said that you liked.
Oh.
Hey, don't shout. Everybody's going to want one.
Thank you. Look, you're sitting on my file.
Oops, sorry. You know, I didn't ask for chocolate on top because I remembered that you are trying to shift a little bit of the old... Goodness me, have you lost weight? You have, haven't you?
No, I've trimmed my beard.
Oh, I see. Oh, is that what it is? Oh, so, Ray... I was wondering. I love that shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially I like the jazzy design down the front. It's very...
Oh, actually, that's breakfast.
Well, this is nice, isn't it? You and I don't often get the chance to riff.
Yes, it's great. Look, Claire, I'm just a little snowed under with work at the moment. So.
How's Trey?
Troy? Troy, he's fine.
Ray, I've been thinking, and I've been thinking about the holiday rota, and I've been thinking about those 2 weeks in August that I, you know, insisted on having, and thinking that I don't really need them, and I could swap them for your fortnight in June. You take Troy to the International Gay Surfboarding Championships in Hawaii, and just, you know, think of me while you're out there.
What about Brian? I thought the whole point of you taking that fortnight was so he could fulfil a lifetime's ambition to go to the Edinburgh Festival.
There are other arts festivals. I believe there's one in Kettering.
No, thanks, Claire. Troy is desperate to move out of his parents' home, so I'm spending the summer helping him find a flat.
Still, it's the thought that counts, eh? Isn't it? So, this bloody silly waste of time voting thing, eh? Eh? Have you given it any thought?
Yes, I have, actually.
Have you come to any conclusions?
Megan. Well, who else? She's been exemplary.
Helen, do you fancy a coffee?
Oh, that's mine.
Not anymore.
Well, thank you, Claire. Very generous.
I think I might have some Jaffa cakes in my drawer.
Nice. Although, if you think you can buy my vote with a frothy coffee and some mouldy biscuits, you've got another thing coming.
Go on.
I want you to swap your 2 weeks in August for my fortnight in September. Next year, I get first choice on the holiday rota. I want your desk by the window. I want a key to the cake cupboard. And I want full exemption from doing sandwich shop runs at lunchtime.
Anything else?
Yes, there is. And I'll let you know just as soon as I've thought of it.
Right. OK, well, you know, let me tell you exactly what I am prepared to offer you. Nothing.
Nothing?
Because the dent in the minivan didn't just happen all by itself. Someone took it without authorization. Ah, I see, I've captured your attention.
Go on.
Your vote, my silence.
OK.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you, Helen.
Claire, how did you know it was me?
I didn't.
Damn!
Hey, Irene.
Oh, hello, Claire. Hold on a second. I'm reading an email.
Oh, they do work you hard. Do you want me to read it for you?
It's nothing. What do you want?
Oh, you know, nothing in particular. I just thought that I'd come over and I'd say that I support you totally in your new lifestyle choice and, I appreciate how difficult everything must be for you at the moment, and if there's anything at all that I can do for you, you know...
Why, thank you, Claire.
Do you want me to answer that?
No, it'll be Stanley.
How do you know?
I've just had Stanley on the phone for the 40th time.
Mm.
He's in a really terrible state since I moved out.
Oh.
He can't accept that our marriage is over.
Oh.
It's a very delicate situation, Claire.
Mm.
Look, there are some things Stanley needs to know that I think would be less hurtful coming from someone else. If only I could find someone who's prepared to take on that difficult task of talking to him, explaining the situation, I'd be so grateful.
Would you like me to talk to him?
Would you do that? Oh, I definitely owe you one, if you know what I mean.
Of course I do. Well, you know what? I think I can probably pop round and see him tomorrow evening.
Oh, Stanley can't wait until tomorrow. It'll have to be tonight.
Oh, but I'm babysitting for Megan tonight.
Tonight, Claire.
Right. Leave it with me.
Claire! over here.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, I've got your drink in.
Right.
I really appreciate this, Claire. I just love pub quizzes.
The thing is that there has been a change of plan, and I have actually got to go now.
What about our date, Laurence Olivier?
Look, Brian, the thing is, Irene wants somebody to meet up with Stanley, spend a bit of time with him, check out he's okay, you know, after the breakup.
Say no more, Claire.
Right.
I fully understand. I think that's a lovely thing to do. If you have to go off and see Stanley, that's fine by me.
I'm not going off to see Stanley. I'm going off to babysit for Megan.
So what's happening with Stanley?
Well, no, I thought that since you're on your own...
No, Claire, no!
Oh, come on, Brian, have a heart. The man's going through hell. His wife has just run off with another woman.
But there's a quiz on.
But can you turn away a fellow man in pain?
Yes! I'm not good in these situations. You know I can't cope with men sharing their emotions. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. The anxiety makes me feel nauseous.
Exactly. What were you telling me last night? You have to learn to confront your fears. Well, you know... Here's a fear. Confront it.
Claire.
There's no need to thank me, Brian. It's what couples do, support each other.
No! I can start confronting my fears tomorrow.
He'll just want to talk.
No way! This isn't going to happen!
There he is! Stanley!
Claire, please!
Over here!
I'm not hugging him. I don't care how upset he gets, I'm not hugging him.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Stanley. Do you remember Brian?
No.
Great. Listen, I've got a dash. So, Stanley, have my pint. Cheerio!
So, Stanley, how's things?
Not good, Brian.
So Claire tells me. Do you want to talk about it?
No.
And why should you talk about it? I mean, you know, what's wrong with two men just sharing a pint, enjoying each other's company, maybe doing a quiz? Do you know, I think there is a quiz on.
But I think I've got to talk about it.
Right.
Otherwise, it'll just keep tearing me apart inside.
Sure.
Something wrong, Brian? You look a bit queasy.
No, I'm fine. It's just a bit stuffy in here.
I used to come in here with Irene. Before we had the kids. Me and Irene, we've been going out since school. Nearly 20 years together, and then... suddenly all over.
I can't begin to comprehend what this is like for you.
I blame myself.
You can't blame yourself.
I took her for granted. Always assumed she'd be there.
There's no blame in circumstances like this.
Yes, there is. I've been a fool, Brian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lamb and Flag Weekly General Knowledge Quiz.
Oh, it is a quiz. I was right. Should we go somewhere else?
Round one. Films.
No. Let's stay. I've just got a pint.
Oh, fantastic. You were saying you took Irene for granted.
Question one.
Completely. I never complimented her, never said how much I appreciated her.
Name the three stooges.
I can't remember the last time I told her I loved her.
Larry, Curly and Moe.
Sorry?
I beg your pardon, I was distracted by the quiz. Do you want to play? Sometimes it's just as good to take your mind off things.
I feel like my heart's been torn out, only emptiness in its place.
That sounds a bad place to be.
Two. Which film musical features the song Look, Be a Lady Tonight?
I love her, Brian. I'll always love her.
Guys and Dolls.
Without her, my life's not worth living.
Three. What was Oliver Reed's last film?
Gladiator. I don't know what I'm going to do, Brian.
Hello? Hello? Oh, Megan, it's you. How was your date? Did you introduce yourself to your romantic stranger? Well done. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it does seem like a bit of an overreaction. What did the police say? Typical, take the man's side. No, everything here is fine. Absolutely fine. No, Brenda's not in bed quite yet. Megan, can I ask you something? Behind one of your units in the kitchen, there's a kind of vent. You don't happen to know where it leads, do you?
Seven, Billy Bremner. Eight, Queen's Park Rangers. Yay! Nine, Groin Strain. And ten... Eric Cantona with Leslie Ash in a car park. And that completes the answers.
Oh, I said Billy Bremner.
No, I said Billy Bremner, but you wrote down Peter Lorimer.
Still, third place, eh? Not bad, considering we entered late.
Oh, thanks, Brian. That was a real tonic. Just what I needed.
Ah, pleasure, mate.
I have to say that when I came into this pub, I was as miserable as a man can be.
Forget it.
No. It has to be said. You've been a real star. This is the first time since Irene left that I felt human. Thanks for putting up with me. I must have been a real pain in the neck.
Well, after what you've been through, Stanley, I think you're bearing up pretty well.
Hardly. I've just been feeling sorry for myself.
Come here, you big old softy, and have a hug.
You know what? I think I'll take you up on that.
Look, Stanley, you're entitled to grieve. You've suffered a loss. But you're a brave man with a big heart. You'll get through this and you'll be happy again. And in time, I think you'll even be happy for Irene and her girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Do you think we won a box of chocolates?
Hello, Brian. How was your evening?
Why didn't you tell me he didn't know?
Oh, come on, Brian. He was going to have to find out sometime.
You tricked me!
What are you on about?
You tricked me into doing Irene's dirty work for her. Stanley thought Irene had moved out as part of a trial separation. He hoped they could work it out. You had me smash Stanley's dream.
Oh, don't be such a drama queen.
Claire, that man was on the edge of a cataclysmic depression. Thank goodness the Battle of Britain was on, or he might never have cheered up. I'm going to find it very difficult to forgive you for this, Claire. I befriended that man. I became his best mate, his confessor, his confidant. We played a quiz together. Claire, we won a box of chocolates. And then you had me betray that friendship. I inflicted pain, humiliation and desperation upon a man who was already suffering unspeakable agony. Neither of us deserve to be put through an appalling experience like that, and that makes me seriously question whether you can have any respect for me or my feelings at all. Claire? Claire?
I'm in the kitchen. Go on, I am listening.
So, if there's no other business, I declare this team meeting over.
Hang on, Irene. I think there is one more small business. The nomination?
Nomination?
For the award?
Didn't Irene tell you?
Tell me what?
The whole idea for the award ceremony has been scrapped due to lack of interest.
Oh, I got an email.
When did you get an email?
Yesterday afternoon. Just before our little chat.
Right. Right.
Brian, leave it. It's not important.
But it is important, Simon. The man humiliated you in front of the whole staff room.
I'd sooner forget it.
You may want to forget it, Simon, but I can't. That teacher needs teaching a lesson.
And which teacher is this, Harris?
I think you know. And it's part one of the curriculum.
Oh! Please, Brian, don't!
It's a bit late for begging, Charleston. Take that!
Oh!
And that!
Oh!
And that!
Brian, you stop it! You keep kicking me.
Sorry.
I'm never going to get to sleep with you fidgeting about like that.
Oh, I didn't know I was doing it. I'll stop.
Sorry, Brian. I'm not having this. I've got to be up first thing. You go downstairs if you don't mind. Oh. There's a spare duvet on top of the wardrobe.
Oh, but Claire...
Go. Which just leaves me to say thank you, Stockholm. Thank you, Mr. Mandela. And thank you, the Nobel Peace Prize jury.
You have been listening to Claire and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Gemma Craven, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Ellen Thomas, Andrew Wincott and Martin Hyder. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.